The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Christmas Eve greetings to you. Merry Christmas. Nice to see you all. Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. If you're joining us online by way of the live stream, we want to say a word of welcome to you also. And if you're listening in to the audio podcast after the fact, we welcome you as well. So good to see you all and that you made it through the storm. And it doesn't look like it's storming all that much now, so it might be a better drive home. Blessing to you and to your families and to your homes this day. And we're here to celebrate the birth of our Lord. I'm going to ask if the popes would help us with lighting the candle, the Christ candle. And if they would come forward, and as we stand,
the waiting is over.
The dreaming has given birth to a new reality.
The source of our healing has come near.
God's promise has been fulfilled.
The Advent candles are all lit, forming a circle of light that reminds us of God's never-ending love.
Now we light the Christ candle, remembering that Jesus is in our midst today and always.
Thank you, God, for coming,
to be with us in the form of Jesus. We rejoice that he lived as one of us, knew our joys and sorrows, our pains and hopes and dreams. As he came to show your love to us, help us to show your love to others all the year through. Amen. Eternal God, this holy night is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we'll be seated for the reading.
A reading from Paul's letter to Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we stand, we pray. Gracious God, we pray that you will take my lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and our hearts setting them on fire with love for you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. Well, this year, I've had a major revelation. And that is that Debbie and my grandchildren have been following a couple of small creatures for 24 days. The elf on the shelf. Now, somewhere in this cathedral, there's an elf on a shelf. Now, there's all kinds of people here who might want to go and have a look for the elf on the shelf. So if you want to stand up, any big people, little people, I'll give you a clue. He's an elf and he's on a shelf. So you've got to find the shelf upon which there is an elf. Anybody from down from the back want to come? And you might have to come nearer the front than you are, because it's a pretty well hidden elf. But he's on a shelf. The elf is on a shelf. The elf is in the building on a shelf. The shelf is not over there, you're colder. One of you is now warmer. One of you is now warmer. Now you're all getting warmer, but you're now getting colder again. And so the elf on the shelf could be a little bit further forward, but you're all cold, but you are. One or two of you are getting a little warmer, because the elf, think what color the elf. Oh, you got the elf. Oh, can you bring him to me? Okay, cool. Congratulations. Well done. Give everybody a big round of applause for finding the elf. You see, I told you he was on the shelf. I didn't kill him. You see, now, the thing is that the poor little elf in my grandchildren's house has had all kinds of weird stuff happen to him this week. He's ended up in all kinds of different places. The one place that he ended up was in the pickle jar. And Christy, their mom, put a little sign on it. It said, Elf, Pickled, 2024. And there he was, in the pickle jar. That's a bit sad, isn't it? And then another thing that the elf ended up doing was, because actually there wasn't just one elf, there were two elves. And one thing that the two elves did was, this poor little elf, the boy elf, ended up in a toilet roll. It's a bit of a funny place to end up, isn't it? Don't you think? He ended up in the toilet roll like this. Ooh, ew. Like this, somehow. There you go. Down he goes. Look at that. One elf, one toilet roll. And then his sister elf rolled him around like that. That was another thing. Like, he's getting a bit dizzy now. There we are. So the elf on the shelf ended up in all kinds of weird places. And I'm not quite sure where he's going to end up. Cause I think he gets one last outing tomorrow, and then he gets left all on his own. He has to go somewhere for the whole year. But you see, this elf ended up in strange places. And the story of Jesus, Jesus isn't an elf, of course, but Jesus ended up in a strange place. Jesus ended up in Bethlehem. Jesus ended up in a human body. It's a strange place for God to be, in a human body. But that's the story of Christmas. God chooses to come and live in a human body just like us. And that is the basic message of Christmas. So now we're going to go over there to the creche. So all those who want to come with me to the creche, normally I get run over at this particular point when I do this service. So any children, etc., or big children who want to come over to the creche, that's this over here, where we find the baby Jesus in a very unusual place. Anyone else want to come? Me. You see, there's Jesus in his unusual place, in a cattle trough where all the cows and everybody would be eating. But you don't just have to be little people to come here to see the creche, you know. You could be big people too. Because we're going to say a prayer in a minute, but let's just see everybody coming. Come on down, the price is right. Come on, Emerys. Your granny's trying to look a little bit small, but she's not succeeding, so there we are. Okay, here we go. So everybody, whether we're big or small, let us pray. God of every nation and people, from the beginning of creation, you've made your love shown when our need for a Savior was great. And you sent your Son, born of the Virgin Mary, to our lives. He will bring joy and peace. Lord, bless all those who look on this manger today. May it remind us of the birth of Jesus and raise our thoughts to him, who is God with us, Savior of all, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for coming and helping me out here. You did a great job. And now if you'd like to go back to where it was you were sitting, and after the service you can come and have another look.
And it is indeed an unusual place. There have been years when the baby Jesus has disappeared. So it's good to see him where he's supposed to be. We're going to continue with an affirmation of our faith, which you'll find on page 3 of the leaflet, the right-hand column near the bottom of the page. And as we begin, I'll ask you to stand. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the church. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray to our incarnate Lord, who has brought us out of darkness and into his own marvelous light. As you respond to Lord in your mercy, with hear our prayer. Christ born for us, Son of God given for us, help us to know you, to worship you, and to serve you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Encouraged by the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray this night for the peace of Jerusalem and the people of Bethlehem. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Wonderful Counselor, you order all things with your wisdom. Help the Church to reveal the mystery of your love and fill her with the Spirit of truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty God, the government is on your shoulders. Guide the leaders of the nations and bring in your kingdom of justice and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Father, you call us to live together in unity. Protect by your mercy all your children. Bless our families and renew our communities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Prince of Peace, you bring reconciliation through the cross. By your healing power, give to all who suffer your gift of wholeness and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May we see your glory, Father, full of the Spirit, hear our prayers. Receive our praises and fill our lives. This we pray in your name.
Amen. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Good, how are you? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace, John. Peace, man. Peace, man.
Source of light and gladness, accept all we offer you on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, sustainer of the universe. You are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. Glory to you forever and ever. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the stewards of creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turn against you and betray your trust, and we turn against one another. Again and again, you call us to return. Through the prophets and sages, you reveal your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Glory to you forever and ever. Gracious God, we recall the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. We proclaim his resurrection and ascension. And we look for, with expectation for his coming as Lord of all the nations. We who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit now bring you these gifts. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this offering of your church, that we who eat and drink at this holy table may share the divine life of Christ our Lord. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole church and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth, that your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us light and life. I might just mention to you that if you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and it is your custom to make communion in your home church, and you're a guest with us here tonight, you're welcome to make your communion. We're not practicing intinction at the moment, so there will be no dipping of bread in the wine. If you would rather not drink from the common cup, then simply take the bread only and pass by the cup. If you approach by way of the center and return by the sides, that will help facilitate our movement. And if you're in need of a gluten-free host, that is the bread, we have those available for you. And also, if you would rather just come forward and receive a blessing tonight, placing your arms like this will indicate to the administrators that you're asking for a blessing. Thank you. And we conclude on page 7 of the leaflet. As we stand, let us pray. Father of all, tonight you have united earth and heaven in sending your Son to take our human nature. May we who have tasted heavenly things share in the life of his eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.